You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about split-second decision points. Since we found out, I'm finally back to normal after my Florida trip. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you should, because I post a lot of cool shit on there and I remind you when new episodes are up. But I shared the post of how the day I was supposed to leave Florida, I woke up feeling like I wasn't really ready to go. And after a series of delays and cancellations, I got my wish and I ended up staying an extra night there. And in that post, I joked that be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. And I was half joking with that, but not really, because it's so very true, since the thoughts we are thinking are really paving the way for our future. So good or bad, the reality of those thoughts are what you're going to wake up to in the coming days, months, and even years of your life. And so today I wanted to get into a topic a little deeper that we touched on a few episodes ago in episode 14, where I talked about discomfort. And if you haven't listened to that one, I would highly encourage you to go back and listen to it along with episode 13 about set points, because those two episodes, 13 and 14, they go together and they're probably my two favorite that I've recorded so far. And in the episode on discomfort, I talked about the discomfort I went through when I was joining the millionaire dating site. Okay, so let me just explain this a little bit if you haven't listened to that yet. But I purposefully sought out this discomfort because I wanted to raise my set point on the type of men that I dated. And I knew joining this site would be uncomfortable for me. And I wanted to go through that exercise. I wanted to get it over with. I wanted to move on. I wanted to blast past those set points and level up to a new type of man to date. And so as I said in the discomfort episode, as soon as I joined the site, all my old shit wanted to come up, right? Like all these thoughts of who do you think you are joining this kind of site? You don't belong here. Or these men are too good for you. They're too rich. They're too whatever. Or this is going to be hard. All these guys are going to be demanding assholes and use their money against you, expect you to be a certain way. Or your pictures aren't good enough. These guys are all going to be models, blah, 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 etc. And so, as I said in that episode, these thoughts were so automatic to me that if I had not been paying attention, I would have taken them for truth and not even noticed what was going on. I would have just given up and went back to my old comfort zone. And so when I talk about split-second decision points, this is what I mean. It's that automatic thought that comes up for you that happens in a split second, just like that. And I think this is so important to talk about because one, it's so fucking sneaky, right? It just happens. It's so automatic for you. It just happens. But two, it happens so damn fast that if you're not noticing it and prepared for it and looking for it, you're just going to take it as the truth and you're going to listen to these thoughts and you're not going to be able to make any changes in your life to get the thing that you want. But the thing is those thoughts aren't true. They're just coming up as your old beliefs, as your old programming, your comfort zone, or whatever it is you want to call it. But it's coming up to protect you and keep you where you are today. And like I said, it's so automatic. It's like autopilot. Like we don't even notice it. We just accept it as truth and act accordingly. But those are the thoughts that you really have to pay attention to, because in order to have something different in your life, you have to change the way you think. We've talked about this from the beginning of this show. In order to get what you want, you have to change your thoughts in your life. And you have to get them off autopilot and call them out for what they really are, which is just bullshit, right? Because just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. So in that split second, when that thought comes up, you have a choice. You can believe it and you can go back to your old comfort zone, stay where you are, bitch about how you're not getting what you want in your life. Or you can challenge it and you can think, you know what? No, actually, that's not true. Here's why. And so I want to talk to you about this so you can start to recognize those old thought patterns that come up and start to change them. And I also think because this happens, it's such a small, minor detail that it's probably something that I don't think this is talked about very much, but I also think it's something that's so easily missed. Okay, so how do you start to recognize and change those split-second thoughts? And I think there's a couple of things here. So when you're changing your set points and you're moving towards what you want in your life, you're going to experience some discomfort. We've talked about that, right? That's nothing new. And I've said it in the past that this discomfort is a good thing, right? It's moving you towards what you want, because you can't be in your current life today and wake up tomorrow to the brand new thing that you want without going through some type of change that is going to cause you discomfort. But again, none of this is bad. As I've said before, none of this is bad. It's all good. It's all required, and it's all part of the process. So if you're in the discomfort, that's good, because that means you're in the middle of the shitstorm and you're getting ready to come out on the other side. So the split second decision point, like I said, it can seem like the tiniest detail, but it will have the biggest impact on you. And if you actually start to move yourself towards your dream, or if you stay in the status quo of where you are today. And so when I was thinking about how to explain this, it's a little hard for me to put in words, because to me, it's more of a feeling. And so the way that it comes up for me, and the way I'm able to recognize these beliefs in my life when it happens, is it comes up to, for me, like this feeling of dread. It's like this dreaded feeling I have that weighs super heavy on me, but it's also like it's this like dreaded feeling I'm dragging around with me, right? Like when I was moving here to Nashville in the beginning of all this, when everything was changing for me, I used to say that I felt like I had this like lead, like cement cape on me, right? Like this heavy thing weighing me down. Like this, I was dragging around all this shit with me that was so heavy, and I was sick of it, yet it was just stuck to me and I couldn't get rid of it. And that's what this feels like to me. These split second thoughts that come up, it's like that cape goes back on, that cement cape, and my shoulders go down, and I feel, ugh, this feeling of like, ugh, really? I have to have this thought again? And it's like one side of my brain is like thinking, no, I want to go this way. But then the other side of my brain is like, no, it's that dragging down thought that keeps me like this feeling of dread. And it's like I said, it's like, for me, it's like, ugh, I have to think this thought again. And the good news is, no, you don't have to keep thinking that thought again, right? You can change your thinking, but you have to recognize it. And in that split second when it happens, and be aware of it before you can change it. So let me give you an example of this, how it comes up in my life. So I did CrossFit for 3 years, and I absolutely hated what it did to my body. Okay. This isn't a CrossFit bashing thing. It's everybody's does their own thing. It has no impact on my life, but for me, it did not work and I didn't like it. And I can remember when I was doing CrossFit and my muscles were exploding and I just hated getting dressed every day. I hated it. And the story that was on repeat for me in my mind at that time was that none of my clothes fit. I was fat. I looked terrible. I was basically a horrible, wretched human being, and on and on and on. And I hated those thoughts that were in my mind. I hated it, but yet they haunted me every single day. Every time I moved and my clothes felt too tight, or every time I went shopping and had to buy different size clothes. I mean, every time I looked in the damn mirror, I had these terrible negative thoughts about myself. And this went on for years, even after CrossFit. It was the thoughts that I had in my mind about my body that I just accepted as true, and I believed them. I mean, they were literally autopilot for me, and it was like the thought would come up and I would feel the dread in my body, yet I would continue to think the thought. And this hasn't been all that long ago. I was thinking those thoughts again, and I thought, you know what? No, that's not true. I'm 40 fucking years old. Am I going to continue these thoughts for another fucking 40 years of my life? Like, seriously, am I going to spend the next half of my life hating my body, regretting doing CrossFit, and having so much self-hatred for my body? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I'm done. And so I started to change that story. Instead of saying I hated what CrossFit did to my body and this thoughts would come up and the dread, I changed the story. And I said to myself, no, actually, I'm thankful for CrossFit for giving me the muscles that I didn't have before. And now I can make those muscles toned and lean with the bar classes I do now. I just changed the story. And I want to tell you what a relief that was. I mean, seriously, guys, this had been going on for probably 6 years now for me. And I was so over it. And I just decided to change the story. I mean, it took a little bit, right? At first, it felt like I was lying to myself. But I stuck with it. And I had to keep paying attention to that split second when those old thoughts wanted to come up. And I had to change them. I had to change that groove, right? It's like when we think these thoughts, the thoughts form a groove in our mind, like a pattern. And you have to interrupt that pattern and you have to change the thought. And so I did that. And I can say now, I truly do. I feel so much better that I'm finally not at war with my body anymore. So I'm sure you have things that come up for you about your body, about money, relationships, career, whatever it is. There's probably a topic that comes up for you that you're feeling the same, right? You feel this dread. You feel something where you want to change it, yet you're not quite sure why things aren't changing. And I said this at the beginning of the show, but no, I want you to, if there's one thing I want you to walk away with today, it's knowing that the thoughts we're thinking are paving the way for our future. So good or bad, the reality of those thoughts are what you're going to wake up to in the coming days, months, and years. And so if you're working towards changing set points in your life and you're working towards changing and getting something new and discomfort is coming up, you have that split second where you get to decide if you're going to believe that the old shit or you're going to decide to think a new and improved thought. So for this week, my challenge to you is to start to notice your thoughts. Notice that split second that a negative thought comes up and see what it feels like for you. What does it feel like in your body? Do you feel it in your stomach, in your shoulders, in your head? Do you feel it somewhere else? And what words come to mind when you think of it? I mean, for me, it was dread, but it might be something different to you. So pay attention to those thoughts so you can start to shift them and focus yourself in a new direction. And sometimes with this, it's easier to write this stuff out. I'm not a huge journaler, but I think sometimes it helps get our ideas out. And sometimes when you can get it out on paper, you can see what it is and actually call it out for what it is. So you do have the ability to create a new normal for yourself. So take some time this week to decide what that is. What does it look like for you? What does it feel like? How does the person who's creating the new normal, which is you, show up? How does that person show up in the world? Does she show up scared and full of anxiety and doubt? Or does she show up from a place of confidence and believing that anything is possible? So I think that's a good note to close out on this week. And I picked a song in the intro that specifically goes along with that. And it's called Anything Could Happen by Ellie Goulding. And the line in this, she says, since we found out that anything could happen, anything could happen. Yes. I mean, fuck yes. This is how I live my life, right? Anything can happen. Anything is possible. I have this posted above my desk here that I'm looking at right now. It says, in this moment, there is infinite possibility and it's going to be even better than I expect. Yes. Anything is possible. And the closing song I chose was A Thousand Nights by Friendship. And here's the lyrics. It says, it's hard to see beyond what's in sight, but when you tilt the light, I realize for a thousand nights, I've been a restless soul, just wasting time digging up fool's gold. It took a thousand nights being on my own for me to find it was all fool's gold. And I think we have to start to tilt the light on the things that we think are true and really ask ourselves, is it true? Is there value in this thought I'm thinking? And is this thought getting me to my new normal? So I would love to hear what you think about this. This, as you guys can tell, I get really fired up about this. I think this is so important. All of these things that I talk about are, but getting down to these little details are what's going to have the biggest impact on your life. So let me know what you think. Send me an email, SloanFremont@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @SloanFremont, on Facebook as well. And just let me know what you think. I'm curious to know what you think. So I'm going to wrap up for this week and I will talk to you all next week. It's hard to see beyond what's inside. But when you tilt the light, I realize.